This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, our hearts and prayers are with those families and those who have lost loved ones in the shooting, one of the worst shootings that occurred in Texas. 26 people killed while they were just in prayer. And I have some choice words for the gunman who is, unfortunately, he's dead. And, you know, we can't rip him a new one for what he did and you know, put him through the ringer like he deserves. But Texas Church gunman Devin Kelly, we're being told, had some issues. And he had some issues with his mother-in-law. And his mother-in-law had attended that same church, the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. And Kelly fatally shot 26 people on Sunday, anywhere from an 18-month-old baby to 77 years old. After he left the church, CNN reports he was shot by a nearby civilian, although some people think that he might have shot himself. After he thought that he wasn't going to make it after that shooting, then he shot himself. He had in-laws who attended the church that he targeted. According to Sheriff Joe Tackett, we know that his in-laws or ex-in-laws came to church from time to time. They were not here yesterday, so we don't know why he actually showed up yesterday. He came in with a rifle. Another 20 people were wounded beyond the 26. And now 4% of that small town's population is dead. It's a very small town. And it was Sunday, and a good number of them were in church that day. And the sheriff thinks that almost everyone in the church had some type of injury. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the slaughter was the largest mass shooting in the state's history. Unclear what motivated the killer. Now, he was first shot by an armed resident who confronted the gunman outside the church. The suspect then turned the gun on himself, authorities say. He was dressed in all-black tactical gear, including a ballistic vest, and was later found dead in his vehicle. Now, why isn't anybody talking about this armed resident that confronted this gunman and stopped him in his tracks? What a hero. Way to go. And I know everybody's, up in arms about, you know, us having, firearms and concealed carry. But the good guys are the ones that don't go and shoot people. Okay. The good guys are the ones that stop shooters. I told you this, there was an Oregon mall shooting. And after the gunman, I believe, got two people, somebody who carried pulled his firearm on the man. And when the man saw that he was possibly going to get shot, the suspect shot himself. You know, I feel better when I walk into a place when I know people are armed and could take out the bad guy. That's just how I feel. However, I don't know how the hell these people are getting, you know, tactical gear and ballistic vests and assault rifles and being able to walk into a place where, people should feel safe and gun them down. I'm beside myself how the wrong people are getting these guns. I don't even know why we even need assault rifles, to be honest, I at this point. But unless to protect yourself from somebody else who has an assault rifle. But, just like with antibiotics, we need to make tougher and tougher antibiotics because the bacteria are getting tougher. We need to get tougher on how we deal with these shootings, whether they're domestic or terrorist, etc. There's been some talk that he might have been Antifa. I don't know. That cannot be confirmed. By the way, somebody from Antifa wrote me a threatening email. I don't know why they were mad. It was on my blog. I had written an article on toilet paper, whether toilet paper is good for the tushy or not. Remember, we talked about that last week? And apparently somebody who identified themselves with Antifa said that, you know, I better watch myself and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It was an article on tushies and toilet paper. You know, are you kidding me? Now, I'm not saying the shooting in Texas was an Antifa issue. I know there's been some rumors. It has not been confirmed at all. But, we got some pretty angry people out there, even if they don't identify with the cause. And not only do we got angry people out there, we got some real loons. And can I just say, without cussing, because this is really, really hard to say without cussing, you have a group of people in prayer, kneeling in prayer, and you come in and shoot them up? What kind of a wussy chicken poop son of a what is the point? Some people say, well, you know, it's animalistic and we want to hunt and we want to, you got some innocent people, all right? You have a flock with their pastor praying. You think you're a big, bad guy coming in and shooting a bunch of people praying? I don't know who this guy is. The news is trying to talk about, well, you know, he had some issues with his in-laws. Who doesn't have issues with their in-laws? That doesn't mean you could sit there and shoot people up. There's something else I don't think we're being told. And it's frustrating. And by the way, he was a member of the U.S. Air Force. They say he served at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico from 2010 until discharge. He was court-martialed in 2012 for assault on his spouse and assault on their child. He served a year in confinement, received a bad conduct discharge. His rank was reduced. Now, they say in April 2016, he purchased the Ruger AR-556 rifle, which he allegedly used in the shooting from a store in San Antonio. And there was no disqualifying information in the background check. You know, I wonder if somebody does assault their kid, if that should really raise red flags. The only thing is nowadays the definition of assault of a kid, you know, varies. You know, if somebody would assault his wife and kids, have a domestic violence issue, that person has anger issues. That person should have every red flag. But then again, you have other people that say, you know what, I saw you swat your kid's butt. That's assault. You're like, wait a second, the kid needed the kid needs a spanking. No, you know, so we can't spank anymore. And some people think that the way we treat our kids now is assault. I told my kids to shut the hell up the other day, you know, when we were at Walmart, and everybody looked at me like I was the most evil mom. I was like, shut the hell up. And then I turned to them and go, really? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, we got a lot of news to talk about, both medical and non-medical. First, Senator Rand Paul was assaulted. Did you guys hear about that? He has 5 broken ribs. I believe he even has lung contusions. Police are calling it an assault. And I guess Rand Paul's neighbor allegedly attacked him while he was mowing the grass in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Police were called to Senator Rand Paul's home shortly after 3 p.m. local time on Friday. Say they arrested his neighbor, 59-year-old Rene Belcher, and charged him with fourth-degree assault. In a public notice Saturday, Kentucky State Police originally cited it as minor injury, and then We were told that he was fine. Then it turned out that his injuries were much more serious. This guy looks pretty big, the guy that was arrested, and looks like he has 5 rib fractures, 3 displaced, and the type of injury is caused by high-velocity severe force. So I don't know what the man used, Rene Boucher, used to cause that, but having a bunch of rib fractures is not good. And he was mowing the lawn. Boucher was released on $7,500 bond on Saturday, spent nearly 24 hours in the facility, and he faces a court date. So we'll get this being reported by NPR. We'll get you guys more scoop on that as we find out. It sounds like he's okay. Rib fractures, I get asked a lot. You know, what do you do? I broke my rib. You know, the doctor didn't do anything. All he did was give me pain medicine. You guys are causing, you know, the opioid crisis. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay, really quickly here. When you have a rib fracture, okay, we can't put a cast on you. All right? And we rarely, if ever, would do surgery. Rib fractures are going to heal on their own. And the rib fracture, as long as it's not severely displaced and, you know, messing with your lungs, rib fractures aren't going to kill you. What will kill you, which is extremely serious when we're looking at rib fractures, is the pneumonia. And you guys getting a pneumonia is deadly. Now, why would you get pneumonia from a rib fracture? Well, I've taught you guys this. I really got to give you a pop quiz because you shouldn't be asking me that. But the reason why you could get a pneumonia from a rib fracture is your body is used to you taking big, deep breaths. You know, like my mother calls. I'm like, you know, that kind of thing, okay? So you take deep breaths all the time. When you have a rib fracture, 1, 2, 3, it hurts. It hurts. So instead, you're like, I don't want to breathe. You don't want to breathe because it hurts so much. Like, ow! And you hold your breath. Well, what you breathe in is some pretty nasty bugs. You breathe in some pretty bad bacteria. And so you need to breathe that stuff back out. And so, you know, our breathing mechanism, which is why I think exercise, you know, people say, guys, you know, be careful with exercising. You don't want to get your immune system down, you know, around cough and cold season. Oh, heck no. Exercise away because you're breathing faster and you're getting whatever breathing in, breathing right back out. It's awesome. To me, I think exercise is excellent. I think exercise really helps boost your immune system. Not so much because of the breathing, but for a variety of effects. So anyway, when it comes to rib fractures, we need to make sure that you're going to still take a big deep breath. And when you fracture a rib, that is one of the few conditions from an ER doc standpoint, and I was an ER doc for a couple years before I opened up my practice, that is one condition where I have no problem giving you plenty of narcotics. And I know, you know, the powers that be are like, you don't need to give them any narcotics, you can just give them 5. For a rib fracture? Oh, hell no. And it's not even the ribs that hurt as much. Many times with these fractures, if you notice, you'll see kids break their leg or people break their arm. The fracture stops hurting after a while, as long as you don't move it. Your movement of it hurts. As long as you can keep that fracture still, like a broken foot or a broken hand or a broken arm, you could keep that in a cast. It doesn't hurt that much. I mean, day one, yeah, but, you know, while it's healing, it doesn't hurt that much. It will hurt when you move it because your body's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, that's what hurt and pain is. It's a defense mechanism. It's brilliantly designed so you don't move a body part when it has to heal. Like, have you guys ever sprained your knee or sprained your ankle and it swells up and then it hurts to move it? Well, of course, it hurts to move it because the body doesn't want you to move it. The body's like, well, we'll take over from here. Let us fix this. And you're like, yeah, but I still want to walk home. No. We got this. We need to bring all our inflammatory juices in there. We got to get the collagen activated to start, you know, building up some scar tissue. And, you know, we need to, you know, protect the joint. So we're going to fill it up with a whole bunch of fluid so you can't move it because we think you're going to be stupid and you're going to try to move it. And if you're injured and you keep moving it, it doesn't heal. So we're going to swell up the whole knee and ankle and we're going to make it hurt so you can't move and so we can heal. And you're like, well, thank you, but I need to get to work. No, let us do our job. And that's what the body does. In fact, you can listen to it. That's exactly what they say. I mean, maybe they'll have like a New York accent. I'm trying to do my job. I can't do a New York accent. My son can't. Forget about it. So with a rib fracture, it's going to hurt because when you take that deep breath, whenever you take a deep breath, it hurts. If you don't breathe, it doesn't hurt. Have you ever had a rib fracture? It doesn't hurt when you don't breathe. You're good. You got to breathe, though. And you have to breathe deep. And so if I ever took care of a patient who had a rib fracture, I said, look, you need to take big deep breaths. And they'd look at me like, say what? Crazy, say what? It's like, no, I'm not crazy. All right? I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to take some pain medicine. I'm like, all right, I'll try a deep breath right now. Whoop, there it is. I'm like, no, stop. Can't remember, this is in the 90s. I was an ER doc in the 90s. I'm like, no, it's okay if it hurts. Okay, it's okay if it hurts a little bit. You're not going to hurt yourself if you hurt with breathing. So I'm like, you know what, just take the pain medicine so you take some deep breaths. And then you have to remind yourself to take the deep breaths. So rib fractures are some serious stuff. And so whenever somebody comes in with a rib fracture, the first thing I have to think of is you're going to die from pneumonia. Now, you know, I told you guys about that case that I had, and some of you are new listeners, and I welcome you to the show. Thank you, and hopefully you stay longer than one show. But there was a case where I was a brand new doctor. I was a brand new graduate. So I finished my residency, and I got hired even before I graduated. And they said, once you graduate and you get your license, you are starting day one. It was in an urgent care because I spoke Spanish, and they need a doctor. So I was I had a job ready to go. I was so excited because building your practice and doing the build-out and getting on insurance companies and credentialing, that could take months. So I had to, you know, start supporting. I had a baby. I had to start working. So I was in the surgeon care, and there was a guy that came in who had a motorcycle accident, and the other doctors were like, oh man, it's the drug seeker. All right, let's give it to the newbie. Dahlia, you take the patient. And I'm like, all right. And, you know, by drug seeker, meaning somebody that comes in asking for pain pills all the time. Okay. That was their definition. And it stinks that, you know, people talk like that, but, you know, you have a lot of people that will come in and they're like, and they say that to warn you, going, be careful falling for the person's story. So I walked in there having heard their bias. But remember, I had just graduated. And I had worked in an ER in Arizona prior. I had my license in Arizona prior, so I had been an ER doc right before. So I walk in, and it was somebody who had a rib fracture. So I was like, well, wait a second here. You had a rib fracture 3 weeks ago? I'm like, I don't think you're addicted to the pain medicine yet. You know, we really weren't given the fancy, strong fentanyl or whatever. And so I run a checklist with my patients. And I look at the patient. I go, look, is there anything that you have that could kill you before you see your regular doctor the next week? And I'm like, you have a rib fracture, so what can kill you? I just taught you guys it's pneumonia. So I'm like, here's the thing. You know, you're in pain, and he's like, I don't want to be in pain. I don't even want the pain medicine. I just want the pain to stop. I don't want to be on pain medicine, but this pain hurts. And I know I'm supposed to take deep breaths, and I can't. The pain is unbearable. And I'm like, 3 weeks in? I'm like, well, I got to make sure you don't have pneumonia, so I'm going to take an x-ray. And he wouldn't take big deep breaths, so I couldn't really listen to his lung fields. So I take an x-ray, and lo and behold, he had one hell of an effusion. Now, an effusion means you have fluid filling up in the lungs. And on one side, the side of his rib fractures, he had a lot of fluid. I go, look, I think I know why you're in pain. I think I know why you're not better. Yes, I'll give you some pain medicine, but let me get you to the ER, because I was in an urgent care. Let me get you to the ER, because something is not right. So I sent him to the ER, and he was really grateful. He's like, I knew something wasn't right. And remember, it's not that I came in for pain medicine. I came in because I'm in pain. So, turned out he had been bleeding the whole time. This rib fracture caused a bleed, so he was bleeding the whole time. So, you know, as a doctor, we don't assume somebody wants pain medicine just for pain medicine. We assume that they could have something really serious, and that happened with that rib fracture. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLER.
Ooh. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
All right, guys, rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Guess who is in the house? My hubby is in the house. Hubby, you care? This is Corey. You say hi, because they don't think I'm married. Say hi.
Pure silence.
Oh, he's my baby, and he's so handsome. What are you doing in the studio booth? This is completely unprofessional. I am not supposed to have conjugal visits in the studio booth. All right. Well, will you tell them how good I am as a wife?
The best.
Okay, did you hear that? I'm the best wife, okay? But we aren't going to get into too much detail as to why. Okay, so we got a lot to talk. Oh, no. All right, I got to get him out of here because I can't concentrate. He's just so handsome and so burly. Please leave the booth. Ah, man, couldn't concentrate. We've been married 25 years, and he still knows how to... Yeah, twinkle my toes. Okay, here we go. Now, I got some serious news here, people. The Marburg virus. Have you guys heard about this? The Marburg virus? Okay, well, this is not good. We are hearing that there is an outbreak of this deadly virus, which is kind of similar to Ebola. And it has broken out in Uganda. So far, 5 cases have now been reported, and we're being told that we really don't have any good treatment for this. This Marburg virus has been reported by the World Health Organization. In fact, from what we're seeing from the World Health Organization is it, why did that just move? All right, October 20th, the World Health Organization stated that they were working to contain an outbreak of the Marburg virus that has appeared in eastern Uganda on the border of Kenya. The Ministry of Health has sent a rapid response team to the area supported by staff from World Health Organization CDC and the African Field Epidemiologic Network. World Health Organization is providing medical supplies, guidance on safe and dignified burials, and has released $500,000 U.S. dollars from its contingency fund for emergencies to finance immediate response. Now, this is in the same family as the Ebola virus. And so for those of us who are thinking, wait a second, Ebola sucked. Yeah, I know. Ebola was horrible. They say 2 large outbreaks that occurred simultaneously in Marburg and Frankfurt, Germany, and in Belgrade, Serbia. This was back in 67. That led to the initial recognition of the Marburg virus disease. Whereas I think we knew about Ebola in the 70s. I always mix when Ebola and Zika were found. Ebola might have been found in the 40s. I always forget which was Zika or what. I apologize. I got to relook that up. But anyway, these are relatively new, right, 20th century discovered viruses that when we see an outbreak and they're able to, you know, do what they need to do to determine what the pathogen is, then we get the recognition of it. So it was recognized officially in 1967. They say subsequently outbreaks and sporadic cases have been reported in Angola, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Kenya, South Africa, and Uganda. So 5 cases right now have been identified. Now, mind you, this is the World Health Organization's website update saying as of October 20th, news outlets such as Daily Mail have reported roughly the same number. Now, mind you, we're already into November, so there is a chance that this might have stalled unless we don't have updated numbers, which is what I'm thinking the latter is. So, they say the news comes amid a surge in cases of plague in Madagascar, and Madagascar is now dealing with their worst plague outbreak in over 50 years. So, Marburg is a part of a hemorrhagic fever, and Ebola is also a hemorrhagic fever. And if you remember, Ebola back in 2014 to 2015 killed about 12,000 people. Now, this Marburg virus kills up to 88% of people that it strikes, and they think it to be one of the most deadly pathogens, even deadlier than Ebola. All right. It could be spread through bites from either fruit bats or monkeys and can be passed from human to human through semen and blood. Again, just like Ebola. However, Marburg virus can be passed through coming into contact with contaminated clothing and bed sheets. You could get severe bleeding, hence hemorrhagic fever. You could get fever, vomiting, bouts of diarrhea, and it has a 21-day incubation period. Currently, no treatment. Now, we don't know if the ZMAP, I need to look this up. I need the Dr. Dahlia news team, and I really don't know where they are today. They all called out, you know, because it's a Monday. There is nobody here from the Dr. Dahlia news team to look this up for me. This is really frustrating. I need to fire somebody's butt. This is ridiculous. Really? You know what? I'm putting out an ad. If anybody wants to be a part of the Dr. Dahlia news team, please email me because my team sucks. Okay? So it's ridiculous. All right, I'm very interested. If my news team was here, I would like my news team to tell me if ZMAP used for Ebola could possibly treat Marburg. All right. The latest reports from local media state that two people have died in the Queen District close to the Kenyan border. They were brother and sister. Oh, that's, yeah. Suspicions have raised that a 50-year-old woman contracted the virus during burial preparation rituals. All right, let me see what else I have here. I apologize. All right. So Marburg and Ebola viruses are both members of the Filoviridae family. Though caused by different viruses, the two diseases are very similar. They're rare, have the capacity to cause dramatic outbreaks with high fatality rates. And, it used to be that you would get it from long exposure to bats, these fruit bats, or prolonged exposure to mines or caves and then got bit by the bat. But now it looks like that you could get it just like people got the Ebola virus from preparing their dead family members' rituals for burials. Now, in Uganda, it was first reported in 2007. The virus had struck several in the western district of Kamwenji. An outbreak in 2012 killed 10 people. The most recent in 2014 killed one. And like I said, this kind of started out back in 1967 when they saw in Germany and Serbia two cases, or two outbreaks. Now, the reason why this is something that's making news, and some of you will say, well, wait a second, five cases? We're looking at five cases here. Why are we making a big deal? Okay, you know, these types of things smolder. It's not that uncommon to have. The reason why is, by the time we hear that there's five cases, we have to assume that there's triple or quadruple going on. Not everybody tells us when a family member dies, especially when you're looking at remote parts and remote villages, etc. And keep in mind, these countries are still dealing with the economic devastation that Ebola caused. And so if something is looking like an Ebola case, my guess is we're not going to hear about it day one. There's going to be some public relations team getting involved. There may be, I mean, remember, this is the news these days. You know, cases of Ebola and Marburg smolder, and there's a case here, a case there. But you talk about five cases. I mean, look at this headline. I'm looking at this headline now from Daily Mail. Outbreak of, and true, five cases are considered an outbreak. But we're talking about five cases in a whole entire continent. And that is enough to start causing people to not want to travel to West Africa or, you know, parts of Africa, just like what happened with Ebola. So countries have to be very, very careful with how things get reported and then how the media takes it. Now, on the flip side, Ebola was a big cluster. By the time we knew about that, it was already killing thousands. And then we started to freak out, and appropriately so. And so we don't want that to happen again. We don't want somebody in a Texas hospital coming in, say they don't feel well, and being diagnosed with a stomach flu and then turning around having had Ebola, and then we have to quarantine a whole bunch of people. Okay? People in America don't like to be quarantined. People in any country don't like to be quarantined. So we want to make sure that we nip this in the bud. And we also want to know that if there is an outbreak of something and we're having so many people come to our beautiful land, they're not bringing that with them. So I'll help you guys keep an eye on this because the Dr. Dahlia news team sure the hell isn't around here. Don't know what's going on here. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So did you guys hear about this? A woman was fired because she flipped off Donald Trump's motorcade. Okay, this is very, very interesting. All right? And this has kind of been a very, very hot topic today. So President Donald Trump's motorcade was, I think, driving through D.C., and there was a woman on a bicycle, and she gave the middle finger to the motorcade as she was riding her bicycle. Now, this picture was snapped by a White House photographer traveling with the president as he left his golf course in Sterling, Virginia. And it went viral almost immediately. We're being reported by Huffington Post. News outlets picked up the story when it appeared in a White House pool report. Late night talk show hosts made jokes about it. Anyway, it was all over social media. Now, the woman's name is Julie Briskman. Her employer, government contractor Akima LLC, wasn't happy about the photo and fired her. In a Sunday interview with Huffington Post, Briskman, who's a 50-year-old mother of two, said she was stunned that someone had taken a picture of her giving Donald Trump the middle finger. The photo circulated online. Briskman decided to tell Akima's HR department what was happening when she went to work on Monday. By Tuesday, her bosses called her into a meeting and said that she had violated the company's social media policy by using the photo as her profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. Now, that's the key. All right, there's been a lot of debate about this, and I'll tell you why, but that's the key. She took that picture and then put it on her Twitter and Facebook. So, her boss said, we're separating from you. Basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media. So they were calling flipping him off obscene. Now, she worked in marketing and communications at Akima for just over 6 months. And she emphasized to the executives that she was not on the job when the incident happened and that her social media pages don't mention her employer. They told her that because Akima was a government contractor, the photo could hurt their business. Now, Virginia is one of those at-will states when it comes to employment, so employers can fire people anytime for any reason. Briskman said what's been particularly infuriating is that a male colleague kept his job after recently posting lewd comments on his Facebook page that featured Akima LLC as his cover photo. She said that the colleague was reprimanded for calling somebody a blank libtard blank on Facebook. I can't say because it's really, really bad. But was allowed to delete the post and keep his job. How is that less obscene than me flipping off the president? How is that fair? So my guest, Gloria Allred, is going to probably be on this one. I don't know. We don't know. But I'm sure there's going to be a suit. And, you know, when she was asked what she was thinking when she saw Trump's motorcade roll up next to her, she said her gut reaction was to flip him off. He was passing by, and my blood just started to boil. She said, I'm thinking DACA recipients are getting kicked out. He pulled ads for open enrollment at Obamacare. Only one-third of Puerto Rico has power. I'm thinking he's at the damn golf course again. Really... She goes, I flipped off the motorcade a number of times. Now, Briskman is a Democrat, and she plans to look for a new job with an advocacy group that she believes in, like Planned Parenthood or PETA. She says she has no regrets about the attention, and even though she got fired, and she's happy to be in the image of protest. She goes, in some ways, I'm doing better than ever. I'm angry about where our country is right now. All right, so a lot of issues here. Okay, number one is, all right, that stinks. That you could be riding your bike. I mean, listen, I give people the bird a lot. I hate to admit that. I just do. You know, the one finger salute happens a lot when I drive because, you know, people are kind of mean, especially in Vegas when they drive. You know, they're kind of mean to you. I don't know if it's because we have a lot of LA drivers, but I don't know. People are mean. And so they can't hear me, so I have to communicate in some way. All right. And so I really don't want somebody taking a picture of me flipping somebody off. Or let's say I'm scratching my butt while I'm in line, you know, at a fast food counter. I really have a problem with people taking pictures of you when you're not posing and consenting to that picture. I can't tell you how many pictures I see of me where I'm, you know, scratching myself or I'm fixing my bra or I don't know, I'm eating. I mean, they're horrible pictures. And somebody takes a picture and then they post it all over. And so that's a very, it's a very frustrating thing in today's society that you don't have privacy. I think that no picture of you should be posted without consent. But we don't have laws like that. So here she is. She's riding her bike. She's flipping somebody off. That picture goes all over. Now, you don't see her face. So we don't necessarily know it's her. But she made it known that it was her because she found the picture. And then she posted it on her social media. So, she didn't get fired because there was some accidental picture about her. She got fired because then she took it and then she identified herself as that. And, it really is not a very classy move. You know, the last thing we want other countries to see is as the president motorcade goes down the street, people are sitting there flipping them off. You know, even with Obama and how much I couldn't stand Obamacare and a lot of his policies, I still said he's the president. And the president deserves respect. Right? Once you show a lack of respect, all right, and statues of naked people. I mean, all this stupid stuff that people do when they can't stand a political figure, especially a president. You know, it shows to other countries that we're weak. Okay? We are supposed to be the United States of America. We chose for this democratic process. We chose for the Electoral College. All right? And so whoever wins, we have to stand by. We are Americans first before we're Republicans and Democrats. And this woman riding a bike, flipping off the presidential motorcade, is to me anti-American. I mean, get out of our country. I, why am I paying taxes for you to enjoy that road that you're riding on when you disrespect the leader that's heading our country? Same thing. You know, seeing somebody flip off Obama, that didn't help. I don't even think there were any pictures out there. If there were, nobody would have let that, you know, get out there. But it's disrespect. It's low class. It's not, that's not what we Americans are supposed to do. You can disagree with your president. You can disagree with politics. But we are going to stand by our country. We are going to stand by our president. And we are going to be a force. But no, we don't do that anymore. We don't do that. Now, she gets fired. Should a company fire somebody if they don't like your politics? Company can do whatever the heck they want. But flipping off the president and a presidential motorcade is, like I said, not a classy move. But she should have had the same opportunity to take it down. She should have had the same opportunity as that the other colleague had. Now, I get it. What the other colleague wrote was a post that didn't get replicated and isn't all over the place. In this particular case, this woman is all over the place. This picture is all over the place. And so I see why the company's in a bind. You know, these companies are, based in America. If these companies are based in America, you know, they have to show respect to America and its process, including who its presidents are. So, I see why she was, trying to be cute, and I understand she was mad, and she didn't throw anything at a truck, and it's really sad that she had to lose her job over this. I mean, she wasn't the one that took the picture. She didn't pose doing this. This was a picture that was taken of her behind her back, but because she posted it and wanted to identify with it, that's how she got in trouble. That's a shame. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.